Okay. If you go over to New York City and you walk around, you'll see all these people over there, all of them. They got dark upper jackets. They're dealing with your money. This is about trust. This is about responsibility, whatever you want to call. If I had a beige jacket on, it would look, I would look very weak with a beige jacket on. Well, it'd be hard for me to look weak anyhow, I think, but nevertheless, if you did look at pictures, and I've seen a lot of this kind of stuff and stuff I've read and so forth, lighter upper garments make you look weak. Make you look weak. A dark upper garment make you look good. Now, you can say, well, I can't wear jackets out there. I'm doing this, that, and think about it. When you go out there, the most professional thing you could do, let me take my jacket off. Let me roll my sleeves up. Let me get my lab coat out. I'm sure you guys got beautiful lab coats. Seiko gave us all those beautiful lab coats. Go out there in the shop with a lab coat on and, you know, obviously take your tie off or whatever you do. There's nothing wrong. In fact, fantastic for you to go on an account and a customer say, Darren, why don't you take your tie off? Oh, thank you. Take your tie off. Put it back on when you go to the next account. You want to differentiate yourself. It starts with being a professional. You'll have plenty of time, if you consider what we've talked about so far, you're going to have plenty of time to show these guys what you know and what you can do from out in the machine shop. You do not need to go out there and look like the other 50 sales guys that are out there that don't look very professional. And I got to say that this group looks very professional. I mean, it's among the other groups that I've given presentations to, and I think part of that has to do with the white shirts. I personally think, you know, you can wear all the colored shirts you want to wear, but white shirts and a dark jacket, to me, is the most professional way you can look and with a tie. That's the best. Yep. Go ahead. I called down in Texas. I used to go into Sugar Land or wherever the heck that is down there, south there. I used to call on Cooper Industries. It was 100. Well, open the door to go out in a hotel. It was like walking into a brick wall at 8 o'clock in the morning. This is why I went out. Got into an air-conditioned car, got over to the account, and we'd be going out in the shop, and I'd take my jacket off. But, you know, that was as hot as it could be. So, I mean, you know, everything within reason. And I guess you could wear a white shirt with short sleeves if necessary and so on. I don't know. But I believe that this is what I believe. And you can, you know, you can make – and how big of a factor is it? You know, I don't know. But I do remember I was calling on a customer that was a very good friend. And most of my customers are very good friends of mine. And I was calling on an account. And it just so happened the owner of the company was in that day. And I remember I was going out. I had a pair of jeans on. And I have a Harley. And I got – probably $5,000 worth of Harley shirt, and I'm all dressed up. I look like a biker. Now, you tell me one customer that wants to identify with a biker, you know, I doubt it. I was all dressed up like that, and my girl says, do you want to go over there like that? And I was kind of late, and I said, okay, so I ran and I changed. That day, the owner of the company was there, and the guy says, the owner wants to meet you. You know, well, you know, I'm thinking, what does he want to meet me? So I just thought to myself, thank God I changed my clothes. I walked in this guy's office, and the guy says, what are you going to do for us? That was his opening sentence to me. What are you going to do for us? And I'm thinking, well, at least I look like a professional, for God's sake. Imagine if I had, you know, my jeans and a Harley shirt on and black leather. I remember a sales guy that I went to work with on the West Coast. He picked me up at the airport with a black leather jacket and a black shirt on. I'm from Jersey. You don't get in a car with a guy with a black leather coat and a black shirt. I mean, it makes a difference how you look. God, you were going to make a comment?
I was going to say that, I don't want to speak for everybody, but probably most of us don't wear white shirts when we're out.
Right.
Making sales calls.
Okay.
Throw one away every week.
Yeah.
You end up getting...
Well, you know, to me, I can buy, I don't know what this white shirt costs, but if it was $12, I'd be surprised. I mean, I'd get them at Costco for $12, so I'd throw them away.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, okay. With Seiko on them. $50 with the Seiko on them, huh?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, well, they do look nice. Okay, well, in that case.
why light pants with a dark coat?
I'm not really sure about that one, but if you go around and just go to a mall sometime and sit down, and when you see a guy walk by, just say, does this guy look professional or not? And you will find, as I have done, and I have found, if I had a blue pants on, now it's too much. It's like a suit, you know, and it's all the same color. And we're certainly not going to go out and call on customers with like a $5,000 suit or, you know, or $2,000 suit or whatever. We want to go out there and be professional looking, but not, you know, outrageous because, you know, chips and stuff like that can destroy our clothes, as we know. But it's a contrast. It just makes a difference, and I think it looks more professional. Yes?
What about black jeans and a black shirt?
I would never wear black call on a customer ever. Just never. Because what, you know, it's like you're a criminal. You know, my neighbors call me, they say Gangster John. That's what my neighbors call me. They think I'm a gangster because I wear all these black clothes all the time. My cars are all black and everything else. Well, that's okay in my neighborhood because I'm not selling anything to those guys. Or maybe if I changed, I would be selling stuff to them. I don't know. But I think with customers, it makes a difference.
I called on Bacon Strap, and one time I went in there, and another sales guy would come in, and he was dressed up like that, and they said, look, you don't need to dress like that when you call on this account. And he said, this company policy, and they said, I don't care. You don't need to dress like that.
Yeah. So you do whatever a customer wants. That's what you do.
It depends on who you're addressing, too. I mean, with a navy blue or black trousers and a blue work shirt, You're talking to the people that are in there.
Yeah. Well, I can say this. If you're selling Snap-on tools in garages, you can't walk in there looking like this. That's for sure. If you're selling Snap-on tools to mechanics, you got to go in there looking like them, and that makes a difference.